This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special.
Two, three, four.
The world was so big, and I was so small. Your voice was always the loudest of all.
Chicago pizza?
Yeah, let's
in
get
the oven, yeah.
Let's get deep.
Let's get deep dish. In addition to the polar seltzer that I brought you guys, I also have a frozen Chicago deep dish pizza that we're going to enjoy here in a minute.
Did you bring it back from Chicago?
Oh no, it was one of these.
You can get it shipped in,
and that's I think must be what Jungle Jim's does in Eastgate, Ohio. So it was just a frozen one
when they're not using porta potties as their
bathroom
doors.
That's right. That is correct. I sent you an update on that. Yes.
Pretty cool picture.
Yeah.
The bathroom doors look like porta potties.
Interesting.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
I'm cool with that.
Yeah.
You know, that gives me an outdoor experience inside.
That's right. It's something different. When next tour you're on, you got to pop in there. Cincinnati tour.
We will. We will be there March 25th.
There you go.
So
join Danny in the back.
And I will go to Jungle Gyms and I will buy a lot of polar seltzer.
When are we going to be in Pensacola?
Oh, Pensacola, Florida.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We will be doing a Danny and Mike show there without Jeremy.
Oh, first one.
Sucks.
First one sends Jeremy.
Yeah. Sorry, but you know, we're going to get a life size cutout of you and we're going to put you up.
You know
so
what?
You'll be there.
I'll roll you up in my tube and bring you.
Yeah.
There
you go. Yes.
You know what? You want to know something?
Jeremy has been rolled up into Michael's tube.
For the listener.
It's just like a PVC. It's been painted to look like a
vinyl
yeah,
Jeremy.
Like
VJ.
Jeremy says.
Nothing? Nothing, Jeremy?
Anything
nothing?
Jeremy? Anything?
No, but you know what? I was prepping for a live show that we just did on Sunday, and I came across a picture on Getty of you and your mom. You know this one?
Getty Images?
No.
Really?
No.
Oh,
well, I don't know. There's one of me and my mom.
If you go on Getty Images, I don't know the spelling, if it's Daniel or Danny, but try them all. There's a great picture of you and your mom on there from the back in the day.
Oh, she like have a cool, sort of she had a, like, perm.
Oh, she's shaggy, yeah.
She's shaggy,
like,
right?
Yeah, she looks
dude,
like
my mom
80s,
had, like, yeah,
80s.
Man, she had that 80s, like, perm curl thing happening
oh, yeah.
for
oh,
a
yeah.
minute.
And, yeah, I think my mother took it from the 70s to the 90s. She had that
oh,
same,
nice.
That same
yeah.
look.
Hey,
yeah,
it's a
maintain that look for a while.
I wouldn't say classic, but it's a
classy.
It's a period piece.
Your head is a period piece.
Your head is a period piece.
Yeah, but I always thought that was fun to see.
Well, I would love
to pictures back.
You know what? For the listener, we'll throw that picture up on the website if we can afford to pay it.
And we're not going to afford to pay it, but we can put the Getty stamp on it.
It will have a Getty Images stamp
just
on it.
Just what I did
fair,
at the live show.
Fair use.
Yes.
Fair
yes,
use.
Yes, yes, yes. What else is going on, gentlemen? I don't think I even started the show, but welcome to Adventures of Danny and Mike.
Oh, good.
25 minutes in. My name is Jeremy. This is Michael C. Marona.
Hello.
And to his right is Danny. Tamborelli.
That's it. Yes, that's me.
Welcome to this Danny and Mike minisode.
Yeah, both of you guys have good-looking haircuts at this point.
Whoa,
I haven't
yeah.
gotten a haircut. I haven't gotten a haircut probably since the summer.
It was letting it grow out. Your hair grows slow.
2017.
Your hair grows slow, huh?
I just haven't been getting the right nutrients.
I'm sure there's plenty of vitamin shops in Greenpoint where you can supplement the nutrients that you're lacking.
No, yeah, I think it's about the raw materials, not the the bells and whistles after. the chromium picolinate.
That's in what?
That he's lacking chromium picolinate.
Oh, okay. Somebody,
you know, that's where you find it. Picolinate, right? Chromium
car bumpers.
Picolinate.
I don't know. I was distracted.
I don't know. I don't even know what that means. I just wanted to say it a couple times I knew what it
he
was.
He wants to roll it around his mouth.
Chromium bicolinate.
What were you going to say, Jeremy?
Kind of have forgotten, but I did want to bring up the fact that I have been researching tiny homes and building a tiny home with my brother.
That's cool. In Ohio or somewhere
else?
Well,
my thought was that I have a friend with land upstate that I could share the time, and if, you know, any of my peeps want to go upstate and just hang for a weekend and have a little cabin in the woods.
But a very little cabin.
It would be, yeah, a bedroom and a kitchen and a living room, little tiny living room. But
Jeremy's been watching a lot of TV shows on it. And it got them really.
Yeah,
hyped.
A couple of tiny home reality shows out there.
Yeah, a whole bunch.
Would you think to build like several tiny homes like near each other, so it's just going to be like a camping situation?
I think I just need one.
A commune of tiny homes.
Oh, sort of like a Waco type deal.
What? No.
What?
You don't remember how Waco ended?
Yeah, it ended.
No, I actually got into like.
He stopped reading newspapers
right
after that.
Then, yeah, so I just sort of turned off the TV. Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. Like, you join the Hellbox.
Presuming
people.
It's still going.
Madden
going
93
well.
Was just a great. Yeah. Just really took up all my time for the Genesis.
Yeah. NHLPA 93. That was my jam.
Yeah, and those are ridiculous. Ooh. Those are like you could shoot the puck and it would clearly be outside of the goal, outside the crease, and it would hit the pipe and go in.
Mm-hmm. And that was the first year that you could fight and knock someone out and they'd bleed out onto the ice.
You had Martin Brodeur in that one too, didn't you?
93, Martin Brodeur,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah, Martin Brodeur.
Mm. Yeah, I know. We don't have to go down the hockey road at the moment.
I miss the old...
you know what I do smell, though? I smell that pizza.
I smell it. I smell a Chicago deep dish pizza.
You want a pizza check?
What's a pizza
check? We are T-minus 13 minutes from pizza.
13 minutes? Yeah. The mini's going to be over. We're not even going to be able to talk about it.
I found...
unless we have the audio magic where we can just cut to.
I haven't lost my my waffle iron touch, which I thought I had maybe lost in the interim of not doing it all the time at catering, making a waffle.
Oh, right.
But my system is back, and my system is in business.
This is because a new job has a waffle maker?
I just was... You know, had found myself with some time yesterday doing.
just wanted to get back into it.
Well, there was just less demands work wise yesterday. Mm. So I had time with the waffle maker, but it's between 4 and 5, mm-hmm, right? Mm-hmm. Spray with your various food releases.
And then let's hold the rest of what you're about to say.
That's a terrible.
For our Patreon.
Can we just go back to your food release?
Yeah, I didn't say bodily fluid release. No, I said food release.
I know, but
cooking spray. That to me is like you spray something on it and now it's cooked. That doesn't.
Oh no,
that'd be awesome. Be pretty cool.
Then we could be eating Chicago pizza.
$1 billion idea. Oh, cooking spray.
That's a mini $1 billion idea.
So $1,000 idea. Yeah. Cooking spray.
Yeah. Yeah.
As long as it's not called food release.
No, but I one of the fans of the show named Jackson Pfeiffer. His father is an AD on the job I work on. And
I've worked
with
Jackson and Todd. They're good guys.
When I talked to Todd about you, he's like, I'll never forget the time that Mike taught my kids how to make waffles on the waffle maker. He's still to this day. He's like, my kids got such a big kick out of that.
That's
he
cool.
Still talks about it to this day.
That's cool. But you don't want to know. You don't want to know the rest of my method.
Well, no, we do. I'm sorry. I want to know if someone is that excited that you taught their children.
It's about the children, right? It's always about the kids. So, you know, some sort of spray, I won't say which kind, on your waffle iron to coat it. Get the level between 4 and 5 out of 6, much like the Russian ice skating judges.
Okay.
And you pour your waffle batter in there, not too much, I've noticed. Close it up. 1.5 minutes, and put your pat of butter on top of the waffle iron. So the pat of butter is melted when the waffle is done. So 1.5 minutes, then you flip it, keep the pat of butter. Obviously, you take the pat of butter off first and put it back on top of the waffle iron. And in about 3 minutes, you'll have that waffle.
And then when you flip it, you just flip the machine.
The machine.
Machines?
Yeah. Otherwise, you tend to hurt yourself.
Right. Yeah. It's technology.
What else would you do with it?
Well,
how
I mean,
else would you flip it?
Some of them are manual, where you have to like take it out and flip it in the thing. Some of them are like you just flip the whole thing while it's cooking.
Yeah,
that
thing in the track.
That's great.
Yeah.
Shut up, Danny.
So I always had one that flipped.
Yeah,
you know?
Where are you from?
Oh yeah, well,
North Jersey, I guess.
It's Child Star Perks.
Towers at Abbey's over here.
Hey, I did have a tower at Abbey's. Not 3 days ago.
I was going to say, given the reason that you were back in Jersey, wouldn't that be a good reason not to have a tower in
Abbey's? Yeah, you're probably right. Yeah.
We can get into it or we don't. No pressure.
No, it's fine. We don't have we can talk about it later. The tower was delicious though. It was very good.
I really enjoyed the ones that I'm probably still blissed out over the whole sleepover thing, but the tower at Abby's the next morning was pretty good too.
Yeah. Yeah.
We can do it again anytime. You guys can always it's a open door policy at my parents' house.
I realize I haven't.
That does not go for the listener. For the listener, that's not for you.
Don't worry, I'll get you in. Just join our Patreon.
I was just going to say, Patreon contributors
do
get a Bergen County pass. And
well, you've said too much already.
It's over.
But yeah, I'm good to see you guys. It's fun to hang out, and it's very warm in here. But I'm glad to see you. Glad that we're talking about waffles again.
Yeah, waffles.
In 2018.
Right, yes.
Yeah,
we are in 2018.
Mini of 2018, mm-hmm. Yeah, that is a good point.
Very nice. Can't believe we're all still here.
No, that was 2012,
Did you have plans for us?
No, like I can't believe we're all still alive.
Oh, nuclear warfare
here.
Was?
Yeah.
You have a bug out kit, either of you? Do you have a backpack full of stuff that could possibly save your life?
I have no paracord. No. I just have like a backpack with clothes.
For whatever reason, like 5 years, 3 years ago, got into the fact that it was after the hurricane. Because when hurricanes hit here, people go nuts.
Oh, after Sandy?
Yeah. And so I was like, I just had a bag with like the necessities. Just grab it and go. So
I'm sorry. My glass is half full.
Well, then I started wondering. I was like,
I
want to
be
that
naive and stupid about it. I don't care. Yeah. If it's gonna happen, I'll belly up.
I was thinking to myself, where is that T-shirt? I missed that T-shirt, and then I realized I hadn't seen it in like 6 months because it was in the bag. It was in the bug out bag. It's like I missed that T-shirt.
Oh,
I want to wear it. So it came out and went back into regular rotation.
I have to put my favorite T-shirt in there because that's. God forbid something happens.
It's like a Twilight Zone, like
T-shirt.
Twilight Zone.
And you go like 6 months
moths.
And you're like, what the hell? I really want to wear my favorite T-shirt. And then you wear the T-shirt
that
and then it's
day.
In the washer
that
and it's
day.
In the laundromat and bam, Armageddon, bro.
Shout out to all the T-shirts we've lost.
I have so many good T-shirts that I lost.
I have five black T-shirts right now, not in rotation, that I was going to give away and I didn't.
Hook us up, bro. I need shirts.
I don't know if
we have to do that again sometime.
What's
we have
that?
To go for another 30 days because I think I have another 30 new ones that I don't have to do repeats. I could have 60.
Well, you're a touring musician. What do you want me to say? Black T-shirts are like currency. It's like cigarettes in jail.
That's true.
You want a
it's
CD?
It's true. Yeah, you want a CD?
T-shirt.
You want to get one of your black T-shirts?
Let me get a black T-shirt.
Yeah.
We
accept Square, Bitcoin, and black T-shirt.
It's Bitcoin. Well, gentlemen, what do you...
I'm thinking of pizza. Is there anything on this pizza?
It's just a cheese pizza.
Oh, my favorite.
Where's it from?
It's from Gino's East, which is
Gino's East.
Another,
is that that's a staple
it
Chicago
apparently
place.
Is that, but okay. It's not one of the ones we went to, but it's what they had. So.
Okay. Cool. No. I just want to know.
Yeah. I think we'll be, I think we're going to be all right.
I think we're going to be okay. With Gino? I mean, he's no Lou.
Right.
Or Josephine Uno.
Wow.
As
right.
The matriarch of Chicago.
Well, I'm sure we can get Uno's at any freezer section. This one seems special.
No, I feel like I'm excited to have something special like this. Yeah. Why not? Yeah. Let's get crazy.
So, we're going to call this the Chicago frozen pizza.
You want to get nuts? Let's get nuts.
This is the frozen Chicago pizza minisode where we don't actually talk about the pizza.
That's right. This is a different
angle.
This is
a farce.
Yeah.
This whole episode is a farce.
It's about Jeremy's... disaster prepping. He's a prepper. Basically, since Hurricane Sandy, he's been a prepper.
The only prepping I do is when I travel out of the country, I bring antibiotics with me. I bring like a Zithromax packs.
That's not a bad idea.
Like, really?
Yeah.
Are those over the counter?
No, they're prescribed. But they're like...
They're prescribed
they're like,
just in case?
No, they're prescribed because it's like a generic antibiotic for like, you know, a fair amount of weird... things
as the guy who has been to Japan.
No,
the guy
I
who
know.
Has been
I'm not saying
to
that,
Japan
but did you
four,
have
four times? I told you the last time I came back, I had to take Cipro, $100 for 10 pills.
Yeah, well, the Z packs are not that expensive, and I just, that's my only, I'm just saying that's my preventative. That's my oh shit thing. Like if I get, I'm out.
When I did get sick in Japan when I was traveling, usually you get sick like the first couple days you're there and you get it over with. I was there for multiple weeks each time. So my friends took me to the hospital and they gave me like multiple prescriptions and I didn't take them. And my aunt is a nurse. So when I brought them home, I was like, what's this? What's this? And she was like, this is for Parkinson's patients. And like, she was breaking down what the pharmaceuticals were. And I was like, wow.
Yeah. That's why, you know, like you, like a Zithromax packs, a Z pack, you're like, okay, this is like, if I catch like some sort of like,
I think you're saying Zcam, which is that.
No, not Zycam.
Which is the stuff. What is that? That's like airborne.
Yeah. I think so.
A little different.
Yeah. But that's why I will self-medicate myself. Okay. If I'm feeling like it's something that I need antibiotics.
So every day you travel internationally because I see you self-medicating a lot. Danny.
No, no. Different self-medication.
Gotcha.
No, no. Homer Simpson indicators have been very low. Very low.
Good for you, man. I think we all needed to take a break in this, this fallow period of January.
Yeah. I think the next year I'm going to go hard for Thanksgiving and then just be cool until Christmas and like instead of going all the way through and
what will
like,
Black Friday what will Black Friday bring you?
It'll still bring me nothing because I will never participate
but
in
I'm
that.
Saying you're gonna go ham until
I'm not go ham I'm saying like the if you I think if you can take a break in between Thanksgiving and Christmas as opposed to going straight through and then feeling like shit in January. Like, but if you're able to, like, take a little break
I am
in between.
I'm tired lately. I'm tired.
Yeah, man.
But, I mean, that span between Thanksgiving and Christmas is, like,
the shopping home stretch.
Right, well, it's good to, like, hang out and see friends and you go to parties and, like, that's, like, primo eating time, I feel like.
Yes, yes.
Which is why January is, like,
Right. Well, maybe I'll be unsuccessful, Jeremy.
I'm not telling you that you should be unsuccessful.
No, that's fine.
It's when production schedule all those night exteriors because the sun sets
by
4 p.m.
That's right. Oh, no, we're so lucky that we don't deal with that. It's like, we'll be 7 a.m. calling out by 8.
Who, you guys?
Because we have 4 hours of nighttime, yeah.
Yeah, it's not too bad. I've been lucky lately, and working on Saturday Night Live was good.
Nice.
The end of last year, I think we started at 5 a.m. and worked all day until the sun went down and then went inside and shot for a few more hours.
Wow.
So
wow.
There's an advantage this time of year.
Yeah.
Well, night shots, those are the advantages.
What a
nut
shot. Shots.
Not shots.
No, not shots. No, no, no. No, 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 no.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called Pi, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know ya at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to. Podcasts on?
Yeah, podcast, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus? Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
New. Jeremy, I can't help but notice the horrible laceration on your forearm.
Yeah, dude,
what
happened?
The hell is going on?
Did you get injured at work?
I got injured at work.
Oh,
and now it's time for the category we like to call work injuries.
Tables have turned. Michael C. is not burnt this episode, but I put these legs on these fan boxes, and one of them broke off and was just sticking
jagged.
Out.
Jagged.
And I blinked the fan.
Those shits are so jagged.
And it just went. So I took a hammer and knocked them off and broke them. It was my redemption.
Did you clean it
thing.
Nice? Did you clean
I
it
did
nice?
Put some
those
alcohol.
Blades are probably dirty as fuck.
No, it was just a piece of plastic. Yeah. It was like a plastic foot.
I know what you're getting at. Oh, you mean, so it was on the ground? On the dirty ground?
No, I mean, it was stored, and I went up to grab it, and when I pulled it down, it slipped.
Man, wouldn't it be awesome if Jeremy just turns into the Toxic Avenger now? His eye gets all bulbous and pops out this way.
Just give him like a Sebastian Gorka.
Oh, yeah. And then just the Danny Tamborelli.
Oh, yeah. The soul.
Okay.
Past tense.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Hey, yeah. It's been a long ride with those chin pubes, and they're forever on.
I had a few people spam them at me this weekend when they were trying to blow up my spot.
Really?
Yeah, they'd like people started looking for old pictures of me online.
And so then they'd be like, "Who is this kid with him?" Michael, you got to get me out of this. I don't want any part of it.
Oh no, this is a close up from the premiere of Slackers where I have Heidi braids down to here and a soul patch.
What's your end game with this?
I think you want to take the other person's king.
Yeah, but I mean, like, what? Like, I do it sometimes. Like, I get involved and engage with people that I know are either just there to fuck with me or other things. And, like, I'll have, like, a point and a direction, and, like, my end game is for them to unfollow me. And, like, that's it. That's my end game. It's like that, and, like, if they're saying something horrendously stupid or, you know, messed up, like that guy that said that everyone in New York should have been carrying and those people wouldn't have been run over on the West Side Highway.
Yeah,
like,
idiots.
That shit is like, I will engage with you to tell you what a fucking asshole and dumb fuck you are.
And then you're going to, and then you're going to go away.
You made your point. And sometimes I veer off into a direction where someone is defending him. Like that specific instance ended with some guy being like, just remember, like, you know, just because we don't see eye to eye, I'm not like, you know, there to like, you know, hurt you. Like, I'm, you know, I'm trying. And I was like, well, that's exactly. It was like, it was one of those moments where it was like, oh, finally a real human being. Like, we can agree to disagree and end it and not have it be like Twitter is like.
That's one of out of about every eight interactions is civil.
Yeah. It's nice to see that because I really think that like we're all going down a weird path with this. Like, you need one person to validate whatever you say, and that's it.
In my case, it's Jeremy, or if he's not around, it's the Jeremy doll. The Jeremy doll will really not give me no for an answer. So I'm like, hey, Jeremy doll, is it okay if I retweet this weird thing? It's like, say no if it's not okay. And the Jeremy doll is just like.
when you see a Twitter handle that's like geek something undercover and like they all have fucking anime
comic book
fucking things, like what, like are you trying to show them that, like,
oh, this was a very specific incident.
No, I know, but it's like it was like. I mean, I told you, I follow you on Twitter, so, like, it fucking, I was catching all, I ca- it was a fucking reality TV show.
It was some flack.
But, like, you know, are you trying to make people aware of, like, when they're being idiots? Or are you just, because you see these things.
Oh, big time, and they infuriate me.
Right. I'm just curious.
A couple of people started spamming me really, really hard, like, you know, every 30 seconds, and they stopped and then they blocked me. So I think I came out on top on that one, but I don't know if the original poster had his mind changed at all, which is sad because he decided to make a couple of YouTube videos about my
about you.
Yeah.
Like about, just made them yesterday because of like,
no,
you
like
fucking
this week,
with me?
This weekend about, you know, conflating a lot of issues, but basically, Gamergate and Comicsgate are the same thing, a bunch of jerks trying to exert power over other people.
Right.
That's all.
Okay. Okay. Well, that's your, if you want to get at Michael C. Marona,
yeah,
not
don't,
to spam him.
Yeah, don't be like,
he's at Michael
don't be like that
C.
One,
Marona.
Don't be like that one jerk off who tried to start some shit with the Danny and Mike Twitter.
Yeah. That's, I have very little patience for all. I think when it comes to Danny and Mike, I think we all work too
hard. We all want to protect the brand.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. But we work pretty hard on this. And like that, especially that tweet, there was one sort of horribly inaccurate incendiary tweet. Am I right? That was like way out. And it was just out of spite, I think, because of the conversation you guys were having.
Yeah. It was somebody losing a battle and trying to lash out, unfortunately.
Right.
And
right.
That's, I mean, you see that in different ways in different places. So.
I don't know. I want to.
Which is why I reached out to you this weekend to say thanks.
Yeah. So anyway, it's all, It's all a learning curve, I guess.
Is it pizza time?
Twitter is a learning curve.
Twitter is a learning curve.
Is it pizza time, Jeremy?
Twitter is just a horrible, disgusting shit show of fucking selfish people
that would be improved
don't give a fuck about
if one person got off of it immeasurably.
I mean, I wish to God I could just get rid of it all. Because I just think it's destroying everybody.
Oh, not you. It wouldn't be improved if you got off of it. There's another guy that needs to get off Twitter.
I'm just saying. I just think that it's eroding everybody's brains and it's making people unable to accept defeat and or like give a shit about other people's opinions.
Yeah, it's like that water that's turning the freaking frogs gay.
Yeah, it's really bad. It's really bad. And Instagram, as much as it's like the positive side of social media, showing everybody everything, it's like it's such a curated, I don't know, I don't want to get on just smashing everything, but I do. I wish I didn't have to do a single thing of it.
I agree. Yeah. I think there was a time where I was very active on social media, and I think I do our stuff and I'm good with that.
You're an adult now.
Live my life without any sort of, it's just, you know, whatever. We could talk about this for 2 hours.
Hey, it's a good way to interact with fans.
Yeah.
Yes. You know? That is what I like.
And
about
I don't think it's not like you're trying to always be right. That's not the point. It's like the point is to be able to
I like learning.
That's the whole thing. I've embraced fucking up. Like I've been a perfectionist my whole life, and now that Med update, that I'm feeling really good and life is sunny instead of gloomy. I feel like I can, sort of, zoned out and lost my train of thought, but I was looking at, I have a new light in the podcast room that's screwed me up. But anyway, the point being, I choose my battles.
You choose to diffuse like Patrick Ewing in that, that PSA.
But
you
again,
remember that one?
Yeah.
Oh man, that was a dope PSA.
It could be like, MacGruber too, where it's like, you think he's going to do it and I'm doing it and keeping away and then the end explodes. But, for my sanity, I just try to avoid
drama.
Avoiding drama.
Drama. Yeah. But it is the January.
But still tweeted us.
That's right. Yeah. Shout out to us.
Yeah,
shout
it doesn't out to mean, it doesn't mean that Jeremy will not interact.
That's
he will.
Right.
He
That's
will.
Right.
He's
I will.
He's
I
our webmaster.
Will.
No, he's
we'll
our
all,
webmaster.
We'll all interact. It just needs to be positive. Yeah. Not and or like not super critical or stupid shit like people tweeting dumb things to other people.
Send that shit right at me. Send that shit right at me. I can handle it. Please,
it's not
please
like
do.
I can't. And well, let's just say I. It's
officer.
Not that I can't handle it. I don't need it.
I just don't have. I.
There's
I
no
would
need for it. There's no need for it.
Art than deal with that shit.
Yeah,
like,
you have other. You have
it.
Other
yeah.
outlets.
I had somebody
exactly. Yeah, it's like
somebody said that I know, who I'm Twitter friends with, who has the word the deplorable at the end of her, top thing, and very much into Trump and like posts
political
things like
things.
Thank you, Mr. President, and like tweets at him and like says all these things. And she made a comment about, with Oprah and like was like, well, Oprah was just someone who was given everything. And because of her gender and race,
holy
she was like that.
Shit.
And I, yeah. I couldn't not engage this, this comment. I was just like,
because you could take the name away.
You can take the name away and put Trump's name. And it's the same fucking thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then she sent me back like, oh, well, he did a lot of good things for New York City. Like, remember Woolman Rink?
Remember when Obama was president and we didn't have the Rockefeller Center Christmas tree for 8 years? And then finally when Trump came back, we were able to say Merry Christmas again?
No, but she tried to say that he did good things in business. Mm. And she was like, and he gave back to the community. Like, he helped build build back Woolman Rink because Ed Koch in the city of New York didn't want to do it.
It's a rip deal.
And yeah, no shit, it was a rip deal. And it's just like, she's like, she did tons of good things. And you're like, well, you're explaining to me that he's a good man because he fixed a fucking ice rink in the middle of Central Park? Like, that's your argument?
Yeah.
So sometimes, like, you have to engage.
Yeah.
And
no,
like,
I can't help
myself.
Yeah. And like, I being from where I'm from, it's like I've unfollowed a lot of people or watch them or whatever. But because they I just can't. It literally affects my mood, and I just why would I ever? Yeah. I can't do it anymore. But
that's a good reason,
Jeremy. Right. And it's funny because I had talked to my buddy who was like canceled Facebook like 5-6 years ago, and I'm like, why? And he's like, well, I get on there and it makes me feel horrible, and I'm like. Then I started thinking about it and going through all this med stuff, and I kind of agree now.
Speaking of, you were saying?
Yeah. I was just going to say that it is January and it's a very tough month for people who are sad and gloomy, as I like to say.
If you are sad, we are thinking of you.
Yeah.
We know how shit happens and we have some rough things that happen in our life. It tends to happen in the wintertime, but not just then.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Sometimes you may be feeling down about it, either family or friends or yourself. Yeah. So
reach out, talk to us. We're here to talk, and there's
work,
trained professionals as well.
Whatever it is.
And we'll tweet back at
That's
you.
That's right.
Mike,
especially.
Yeah. I won't let it go.
We also have an email address, which is what, Danny and Mike at
info@dannyandmike.com.
There we go. Yep. I don't even know her.
That's okay.
But hey, guys, it is pan pizza time, so let's get out of here and eat some food.
All right.
I am at Remy Balin. I also have another podcast called Fresh Beef. This is my friend Michael C. Marona, at Michael C. Marona.
Thank you.
And that's at D. Tamborelli.
That's it.
Yes. Check us out, DannyMike.com, or all over the social stuff at DannyMike.com with
the and spelled out.
That is correct.
Yes, that's right. Welcome to 2018.
Pizza time.
12 days, 13, 15 days late.
Bye. The Adventures of Danny and Mike stars Danny Tamborelli and Michael C. Marona. The show is produced by Jeremy Balin. For more information on the guys, visit our website at dannyandmike.com. Also, look us up on Twitter at Danny and Mike with the and spelled out, and on Facebook at facebook.com/theadventuresofdannyandmike. Thanks for listening.